From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the Putin-Trump relationship. What can we expect? U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, will receive a full briefing today from the leaders of the intelligence community in an unprecedented move for a president-elect. Trump has been highly critical of intelligence agencies, although on Thursdays he softened his tone somewhat with a tweet saying he's a big fan of U.S. intelligence. Mr. Trump's press secretary is Sean Spicer, appearing on American TV.
I think he's going to ask questions like that. Not questioning the intelligence, but questioning how the conclusions were arrived at.
VOA spoke with Alexander Bakru, who is the executive director of the Davis Center at Harvard University, specializing in Russian studies. She elaborated on why Russia and Putin seem to have such a vested interest in a Trump presidency.
Well, they were convinced that Hillary Clinton had regime change in Russia as one of her main objectives. The Russian people took to the streets after some debatable elections in 2011, and those protests on the street continued through 2012 and 2013. And many of the people in Putin's administration were convinced that Clinton was behind them as Secretary of State.
Well, what does she anticipate the Putin-Trump relationship is going to be like?
Now, what I think we're likely to see is there'll be an initial meeting between Trump and Putin, and it will go very well. There won't be very much substance, but they'll establish some kind of personal rapport. But the real question is going to come, what happens later when Putin does something to test Trump, which he inevitably will, and Trump sees that as possibly a betrayal or possibly an implication that he's not a strong leader, and then chooses to react with tweets or with something more serious.
This is